Welcome back, everybody. And welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Monday, one and all. Certainly starting off on a good foot with the Brewers and their 7-0 shutout of the Chicago Cubs. The tarps are out at Wrigley, just as I suspected. Those dastardly Cubs should have just played that makeup rain game here in Milwaukee. Do they know we have a dome? Come on, man. But keeping it local with my special guest for this entire show, you can find him here with me each Monday. His name's Matt Rothschild. He hosts the podcast Wisconsin Forward that you can find on the Civic Media Network. On our podcast lineup, we got a ton of fabulous ones. My colleague Earl Ingram, lots of great people with great insights. Check all of that content out at civicmedia.us. But Matt, I wanted to get into this piece that Dan Bice put out from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting that Justice Rebecca Bradley, who remains undecided as to whether or not she's going to run again for the Supreme Court. She was appointed by Scott Walker about, I think, 2015-ish or so. She has received $52,000 in lodging, meals, airfare, and other expenses so she could attend 20 out-of-state conferences and seminars. No other sitting Supreme Court justice comes close. All of them are under a third of that amount. Her conferences were at the Royal Hawaiian Resort in Honolulu, an Alaskan resort, the Henderson Beach Resort in Florida. She was in San Juan, Puerto Rico, Park City, Laguna Beach. She even attended a three-day symposium on the law and economics of marijuana legalization in Denver. Marijuana not legal here in Wisconsin. And all of these conferences where her tab was picked up, this is like the Federalist Society, the George Mason Law and Economics Society. There's just a lot of very specifically Republican-attached groups sponsoring these things. Matt, what was your take on it? I mean, When I was in government and worked in government, I was often asked to speak at various things, and they would pay for my travel and lodging. And some of them were at very nice resorts. But it wasn't an interest group. It wasn't a lobbying organization. It was a professional association, an industry association that was asking me to speak without a political or partisan bend. What do you make of this? And, oh, they didn't pay for all my meals and stuff. It was just the flight and coach and a room at these places. Matt, what was your reaction to the reporting? Nothing to see here, or is this eyebrow raising?
Well, my eyebrows are jumping up. I mean, it smells to high heaven. Thank God for Dan Bice. I love Dan Bice, investigative reporter for the Journal Sentinel for many, many years, who broke this story. But yeah, I'd love a free all expenses trip to Alaska and to Honolulu and to Park City, Utah, and Southern California. Who wouldn't? But it's just in keeping with who Rebecca Bradley is. I mean, she rules for the right wing. She's funded by the right wing. She's a total partisan hack of the right wing. And it's just really embarrassing to her right now, and maybe it'll encourage her not to run again, which would be a blessing.
It would be
not to run this time, yeah.
It would be a blessing. I'm just happy. I will say this, Justice Bradley, if you're listening, thank you for accurately reporting those trips, unlike your colleagues on the U.S. Supreme Court, who amazingly seem to forget the free flights on private planes and the free lodging at these amazing resorts and the free $1,000 bottles of wine given to them by billionaires with business in front of the Supreme. They forget about, oh, wait, my economic disclosure form is supposed to include gifts from billionaires? Oh, I forgot that. At least she got this part right, Matt. I mean, reporting it is a good thing. We have knowledge about it. I'm not sure this is as big of a deal as Dan Bice's article makes it out to be, but I think it's something that voters should be aware of, right? Like, it is a data point when you consider whether or not Rebecca Bradley approaches cases from an apolitical, nonpartisan perspective. This makes clear if you didn't know it already, because she's been very clear about it, she absolutely doesn't. They're paying her to go on fancy vacations. I mean, isn't that the bottom line here?
Sure is. And there is a great candidate running against her.
Yes.
Appellate Court Judge Chris Taylor, who's terrific. She used to be in the state assembly, and she's just a wonderful person. And she has a much more judicious temperament than Rebecca Bradley, who both in her opinions and in her public statements is just does not have a judicial temperament whatsoever. And even against a fellow conservative on the bench, Brian Hagedorn, Justice Hagedorn, she's just been vilifying him for daring to vote against something that the other three conservative justices, when there was a 4-3 conservative majority on there, wanted him to vote for. So she's not a great justice by any stretch of the imagination. She doesn't have the judicial temperament that's necessary to be on the bench. And this is another mark against her.
Indeed, folks, that is Matt Rothschild. He joins me as a special guest every Monday. We're going to be doing more of these debate-type formats so that you can get in on the action with Matt and I. And candidly, Matt, I think that these kinds of discussions between folks that are on the more left end of the Democratic Party and folks that may be more centrist Dems, these are the kind of discussions that we need to have, because what I know, Matt, is that you and I, in both of these debates, want the same end. When it comes to Ukraine and Russia, we want peace. And when it comes to partisan gerrymandering, we want an end to that fiasco. Return the power to the people where it rightly belongs. We pick our elected officials and not the other way around. Texas, stop cheating. Those are my concluding thoughts. Thanks to you all for being with me. And keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You got Nightlight with Pete Schwabe coming up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Go Brewers!